It was a fairly subdued affair. Mugabe, as president, had to swear in the new prime minister, Morgan Tsvangirai, a man who he'd said he would never even negotiate with, let alone share power with. He did it reluctantly. He didn't look him in the eye. He didn't smile. He did shake Tsvangirai's hand. But I have to say that you could see there was no great enthusiasm on the president's part, nor on the part, it has to be said, of his old propaganda machines. The television, state television, state radio, was still churning out the same misconceptions that they have over past years about the true nature of what's happening in Zimbabwe. And then came time for Tsvangirai to make a 5-minute address to the nation, which had been agreed. The television camera simply cut away. The master of ceremonies said lunch was served, and the nation did not hear from Tsvangirai.
That doesn't suggest that they're going to be able to work together very well, does it?
No, it certainly suggests that things are going to be quite difficult for some time, as does the fact that the secret police last night went looking for one of Tsvangirai's newly appointed ministers, a man called Roy Bennett, who's an old foe of Mugabe and ZANU-PF. He was slung into jail for about a year for punching a cabinet minister on the floor of parliament. He's to be the new deputy agriculture minister, and he's now essentially in hiding until he's sworn in on Friday. There are other indications of the continuing friction, the refusal of the government to release about 30 political detainees who've been in for months and been very badly tortured. For all of that, Tsvangirai had a rally after his inauguration and tried to put a positive light on it, threw the whole thing forward, reminded people that February 11th was in fact the date 19 years ago that Nelson Mandela was released from prison, but that South Africans, black South Africans, weren't liberated on that date. It took another 4 years of very hard political negotiation before apartheid was brought to an end with democratic elections.
What do ordinary Zimbabweans think about the new coalition government?
I think they're cautious. I mean, I think what was notable at the rally was there was none of the electricity that swept through Zimbabwe last March, when it appeared that Mugabe had lost the presidential election and might be forced out of office within days. We now know that he fought back with a very bloody and unpleasant campaign, violent campaign of intimidation and terror against the population. And so, after enduring that, people are much more cautious. There is concern amongst a lot of Zimbabweans that somehow Mugabe will outmaneuver Tsvangirai and use him to get Western aid, but still to cling on to power. However, I think there's a realization at the same time that Mugabe has only gone into this coalition government because his position is increasingly weak. The economy has all but collapsed. The Zimbabwe dollar has ceased to exist as a currency. Everybody now deals in South African rand and US dollars. One of the things that got the biggest cheer at Tsvangirai's rally was a promise to start paying all civil servants, teachers, health workers, the army, in foreign currency. There was a huge cheer for that. And I think that people are, to use the old cliche, cautiously optimistic, but it's going to take time to build their confidence.